Welcome to Pub Wankers, a deep dive into British pub culture from those who know it best, managers, bartenders, and your servers. All right, here we go. Oh, nice. That was beautiful. She launched a burp at the beginning of Pub Wankers. It's almost appropriate. You got another one
Welcome.
In there? That's awesome. All right, so we're doing episode 2 of Pub Wankers, and I'll be moderating today, so I'll be your host, Sam Malone, and with me I have Diane, Fraser, and Carla. Since we're not going to use our real names once again, you know, about 15 episodes in, we'll be like just saying our names, yeah, and everybody else's names and all that. Yeah. So what we've done, because there's so many topics, is I've got a hat here filled with little bits of paper that have topics written on them. So, all right, Carla, would you like to choose one
Facts.
First?
My Carla.
Whatever.
Yeah, you'll
whoever answers.
I'm Diane.
Diane Fraser.
Prosecco wankers. Cool.
Oh. Prosecco wankers.
Are we going to do this every time? Someone pulls it out.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. That's the whole purpose of the show, literally. The whole purpose of the show. Okay, let me specify now. Prosecco wankers is probably a lot like when we describe the women that come in with the flat iron hair and a lot of makeup, and they're in their late
40s.
The manager.
Yeah, the Karen, right? The Karens of the world that order a Prosecco in the middle of a busy evening where you've got to like crack open a bottle of Prosecco, which for me is not an easy task.
Oh my God, me too.
Yeah. I'm so afraid that a cork is going to fly off and break a bottle.
Every time Carla opens Prosecco, it explodes everywhere.
Oh yeah,
like,
you got
I
the
think
neck.
It's a curse.
Yeah, honestly.
I can't.
That's why Carla's not pointing it directly at my face.
My favorite is, though, is like when one of you guys go, you got to turn the bottle. That means nothing to me. I'm just going to work that cork until it pops. And that's my fear, is that it's going to blow off. And then the fizzy, right? So then you're pouring it and you've got to wait for the fizzy and pour a little more.
Yeah.
Wait for the fizzy and pour a little more. So Prosecco wankers, I feel like they hold everybody up. They have no idea, and they don't look dainty or anything, and they're going to have, it's a 125 mil glass. How satisfied are you going to be with just that?
Yeah,
you know it's going to be, you're in for an evening of it.
Yeah. Like, but also, why are you buying glasses? You know that you're going to drink at least a bottle.
Right.
100%.
Right, right.
Buy a bottle.
Yeah.
Just buy one.
Yeah, exactly. I always feel that way. But, and then when they get on the
and
Prosecco
I'm not
train.
Push you because it's going to cost more money for you to keep buying glasses.
Glass,
so you
right.
Can keep buying
You're
glasses.
Doing us a favor.
Yeah.
Right. But when they do, when they're smart enough to get it by the bottle, then you know that in 45 minutes, you are going to be opening another bottle
one.
And then another bottle. And it's just,
oh my God.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you're just in for an evening of, especially when they're planted in a corner booth.
Oh, that's it.
And there's like four Karens.
The other thing about that.
It's like constant. It's just like, you know, they'll be in a booth, and then more of them come, and more, and every time it's like, oh, can we just get another? And then they've got 16 bottles of Prosecco.
Yeah.
You're all out of like buckets, and you're just like, Jesus Christ.
That's
the table is soaking wet from the sweat of the bucket.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah. The table is always like
soaking wet.
They always come in groups, and shall I mention the main profile of Prosecco drinkers? School teachers.
The females
themselves
mainly
in the corner, so you can't get to the table to clear.
Agreement. The teachers are the main source of Prosecco wankers.
PTAs as well.
Okay.
Parent teacher associations.
I love that they go out to drink.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think in the States they probably stand outside and smoke weed.
And then they just realize that it's not going to happen.
The thing is as well, they seem so demure when they come in, and then about, you know, six bottles in, they're like the most unruly customers.
Obnoxious.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. In the States, I think the PTA people stand outside and smoke medicinal marijuana as opposed to going out for a glass of Prosecco after. Like, <you're>
The fun part about that one, though, is the Prosecco wankers, is that you always go, they've bought like 17 bottles of Prosecco, and at the end of the night you go there and there's like five that are still half full.
Yes.
Because they just don't drink them, they just buy more.
That's awesome.
But just trying to stack Prosecco glasses to wash them.
Oh yes.
When you get to the end of the
night.
Yes,
that's the end result.
They've all left. there's 600 bottles,
yeah,
and there's like 35 glasses, and you're like, oh my god,
they're so dainty. No matter how you do it, they fall over.
For the next person, the next day, like, how can I do this? It's like you know, trying to do like open heart surgery, like trying to figure out how to like
delicately place them in the glass. They're so fragile.
If you put the tray down a little too hard,
they all clank. Yeah,
it's all gone.
Not only that, but then you get them out the glass wash, and you've got to polish 70 glasses.
Oh yes, like, the two fingers all in there because they're those little flutes.
trying to get to the bottom as far as you can, but not quite making it. They need to redesign Prosecco glasses.
Yeah. You know, I swear, people don't get it. They don't understand.
We should get the coupes. There you go.
Oh, like that would be nice.
The
rounded
sort of glasses.
Yeah, everybody's using those now anyways. That's
the
latest thing.
Or they just need to put a little lip on Prosecco glasses so you can scan them up.
It's true. And they're so much cheaper. I don't know if they're any sturdier, but they certainly would do better in the glass wash.
They probably are sturdier.
Yeah. All right,
Number of broken stems you find at the end of a night.
That's another fun one, is that it's always those people, they always drop one on the floor and don't tell anybody, and then you go there at the end of the night.
Or you go there
at the end of the night and there's just a stem sitting on a table. I'm just like, okay, I feel like around loads of drunk people, this isn't very good.
Yeah, it's a weapon at that point, you know what I mean?
Honestly.
It's like a dangerous weapon.
Literally happened last night.
Oh, no way. Wow, we destroyed that category. I mean, we ate that category for lunch. All right, go ahead, Diane.
Okay.
You choose. This is fun. It's like wanker roulette.
Wi-Fi wankers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. These are the ones that come in and immediately go, what's your Wi-Fi password? Yeah. Dude, give yourself a second. You'll see it's going to come up right there. It's free. Go take a seat by an outlet.
I honestly had the worst conversation with a guy the other day. I told somebody about this. Where a guy came up to me and was like, what's your Wi-Fi? And I was like, oh, it's just an open Wi-Fi. Like,
see the name.
And the place and the name.
It's just an open Wi-Fi. And he was like, right, so what's that? And I was like, you can just go on it. And he was like, okay, but what's the password? And I was like, it's an open Wi-Fi. Just click on it.
There's no padlock next to it. But you know that these are the ones that are going to sit in the corner, you know, use an outlet, and they're going to drink, like, whatever, a 2-pound bottle of Coke all night just because they're catching up with their emails.
Honestly, like, waiting for the bus. There should be some laws against that. Like, it doesn't bother me personally, but it's just like the audacity. Like, you think that you have some sort of right, you know? Which it kind of reminds me of toilet wankers, but that's a different thing.
Yeah, oh my god, that's
a slightly off on a tangent as well.
It's a similar principle.
These are the people that will order coffee all night as well.
Yeah. They don't get it though. That's what Starbucks are for.
Yes.
That's what Cafe Nero's are for. Like to sit in there and do that, you know?
And then you can use the Wi-Fi there too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, go sit in a coffee shop and do that. It's just,
I feel like I don't mind if you are genuinely going to sit here and drink like 6 pints and actually make it worth my while.
Get shit faced and surf porn.
You know.
That's what you should be doing. It's an open
maybe
Wi-Fi.
Maybe that's what we should do. Maybe like when you get to your fifth drink, we give you a Wi-Fi password.
It's a minimum four drinks.
Now you're allowed it.
It's a minimum four drinks. We'll give you the four.
You've gained enough XP to level up.
Level up. There's so many of them though. I mean, some of them are cool. You know, the guy that comes in and talks music and all that.
Yeah.
And he's just waiting for the train.
Well,
like, I get it.
And also, you know, he wants to sit in a nice pub and he's doing work.
They're horrible, right?
I do get it.
I love that sign, delay trains.
And there's some all right ones. Like, we have some regulars come in and they usually come on, like, a specific day, but this time they came on a different day and they were like, oh, I'm really sorry, but can we use your Wi-Fi? Like, our Wi-Fi has gone at home and we really need to get this work done. That's different. Yeah, fair enough. Fine. Sit there. Make yourself at home.
If you're like, and not just Wi-Fi, but the sockets as well.
Yeah.
Oh, they have entitlement.
Yes.
I didn't even, like, the fact is I would never say no. Like, I wouldn't say no to somebody using the toilet, but I just think it's really rude that you just come in
to charge your phone or you
actually a public place.
Yeah.
Like, and we don't have to let you do anything.
It is. It's not an internet cafe.
One single person, like, sits at a 4-person table just to plug in.
Yes.
And not only that as well, but when somebody comes in and says, and they sit down somewhere, they're like, oh, do you have any sockets around here? And you're like, no, but there's some over there. And they're like, I really want to sit over there.
Oh, yeah, they get out.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
oh,
we'll
you're
just
the
get
one that needs
electrician
it.
In and move the sockets.
Yeah, that cracks in. They get all choosy about it.
They
beggars
said
can't
Tuesday.
Be choosy.
Is that all right for you?
That's a good one. Yeah, that was all right, cool. Moving on, Fraser, your turn.
What have we here?
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm really glad that you remembered all the names because I still don't remember.
I feel bad about this because I'm one of these people.
No!
Wine teeth wankers. This is why I never drink red wine when I'm out.
If you're going to drink red wine,
bring
you
a toothbrush
regularly
with you.
Check yourself at intervals.
That's right.
At
right.
All times. You must do it. Okay?
Yeah.
Like,
where was
it's
I that they sold little things in the restrooms? It had to have been in the States. That had the little toothbrushes, and it was it was called wine teeth.
Genius.
Was that?
We knew
That's what I mean. Seriously, it cracks me up because, well, in the States, you know how everybody's always whitening their teeth with the Crest strips and whatnot, and then they just go undo that whole process in one evening, drinking a couple of bottles of red. So they actually have those in the bathroom to scrub the. But that is the worst when they come up to you after like a couple of glasses.
Like,
all you
can
look at.
Your mouth is burgundy.
Yes. It's like I can't stop looking at it.
And you can't unlook. Like, you're like, oh my goodness.
That is.
Where are your teeth?
They have no clue. No clue. You would think that the person that they're with would be like, dude, check.
We had one of those last night. The guy who at the end of the night tried to take his drink outside.
Drink outside,
how funny. Can't leave it for 1 minute.
Everywhere.
Is that like a bit of spinach? Your whole mouth. It's like the color of a grape right now.
Oh my God.
That is so funny. Oh. Stick with rosé, man, if you're going to pound it while you're out.
Yeah.
But that is the funniest thing ever. I can't, and I'm terrible because I really fixate on it. So there'll be talk. I'm not even making eye contact. I am looking straight in their gob, and I can't stop in my head going, holy fuck.
I'm always torn between sympathy
and
scorn for their idiocy drinking wine
out. You're kind of trying not to do this face.
Yeah. They're like the shit under your nose, like, ooh.
It's even worse though when they go to the toilet and then they come back out and they're still there. Like, come on.
But seriously, what can they do?
You've just bypassed a mirror.
Get buy some water. Right. Buy some water and rinse your mouth out.
Yeah, seriously. Use your finger. Do the scrub.
Honestly, anything, man.
Fair,
something that you can do.
In a lot of other countries, it's like standard that you buy a glass of red wine and a glass of water with it.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you alternate?
Yeah.
You don't get. Do you get red wine teeth if you do that?
I don't know. I think it's mainly for hydration.
Okay. It's mainly for that.
I'm sure it doesn't hurt.
It's not cosmetic.
I'm sure it doesn't hurt.
Not cosmetic.
To,
yeah. Oh my
have
god.
Have a sip of water every now and again.
Oh, that is so funny.
Well, that's because keep English people clean. Only drink to get fucked up. So
if you do. The goal
if you're
is.
If you're gonna drink
pissed.
Red wine, like if you're gonna do it in like, I mean, it doesn't bother me. It just makes me laugh. Like it's just hilarious. Mm. And gross, but hilarious.
And
but
gross.
Like if you're gonna get like that, just drink red wine in copious amounts at home. Like, honestly, from the safety of your couch where nobody's looking at you except for your husband or wife. Who loves you dearly,
and
you know,
is probably drinking the same bottle
and
of wine.
Can say without without an argument, oh my god, you totally have red wine mouth right now. Yeah.
Ladies, just bring lipstick. Just bring some lipstick and cover that shit up.
It's not just the teeth.
Or reapply.
It's the lip. Wear a burgundy lipstick for the night.
Yeah. Because with the dehydration, it does. It starts looking like purple powder.
Fraser,
it does.
Oh.
Just wear a burgundy lipstick.
You too, Fraser.
You'll have to help me pick out a shade.
Oh,
it's literally called burgundy.
I've got a perfect
There's
one
a reason
by
for
Matt
that.
Called Diva. Like...
Oh, she's nailed it. She's nailed it. All right, here we go. Let's go. We got another one coming. Bum, bum, bum. Christmas party wankers.
Oh,
we just got through the holiday season.
Otherwise known as the once a year drinkers.
Yeah. Yes. Good God. This is like... I mean,
we should devote an entire show
to
Christmas.
Yeah, I feel like we should just put that one aside.
Yeah,
and
let's
do our next episode in Christmas wankers.
Yeah, let's put that one under there.
That's
let's do another
big.
One.
That
is, it's too broad.
It deserves its own like an hour.
You could make that a Christmas special.
No, I don't want that one. I want this one.
Oh,
I know. I wrote them. Okay, ready? the round buying wanker who doesn't know what anyone else is drinking.
Oh my god.
This is the guy that comes up that says, I got this one to his buddies, and he orders his, and then turns around and goes, mate, what are you having from across the bar? What's Derek having?
It's individual for everyone.
Yes.
Why don't you just come up with a list? Honestly, I really love it when people come up with a list.
Yeah,
they laugh and they think they look stupid, but I'm like, you look amazing right now.
Yeah, that's what we want.
I love
you.
You are a born leader. Yes, you are a born leader.
You
I want you on my team. Yes.
You are POTUS material.
There's nothing wrong with it, because I mean, in any other field of life, if you're going to the shops, you make a list. Like, you
Nando's.
Just go, oh, I'll
when you
just
go to Nando's, like, I have to text Jen my order while she goes up there, so she has it right there and she can order. Oh my God, it drives me insane. Well, how many times have we been so busy?
And I feel like
crowd of people, and you're waiting for this guy.
It tends to be a specific. I've noticed it a lot on Sundays.
Yes.
When you have a big crowd sitting, like in a booth.
Yeah.
And they're like an all extended family.
Yeah.
And one of them's like, oh, I've got this round. Don't worry about this, mate. I've got this. And they come up and they have no fucking clue what they're doing.
No.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think you've got anything, have you?
Yeah. That's the thing.
Sit down
that
and
is
pass the baton to somebody who knows what they're doing.
Exactly.
Really.
Exactly.
I had this with the one guy yesterday. He orders the first drink, then goes back, like, what do you want? Oh, medium white wine. And then, every drink, one by one.
Yes.
And then halfway through, he goes over to the table to check and starts having a chat with them. Meanwhile...
Now you got an open tab on the till.
Oh, my God. People are coming to the bar... They're like, it's filling up.
And you can't really take another person's order
because
you don't know when he's going to come back in your face.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then he caps it off with, and I'll have...
a Guinness.
I'll have another medium white wine.
After all
the... But it's just like... These people...
After you put the bottle away.
For me, if I call to somebody and nobody says anything, I'm like, great, cheap round.
Yeah.
I'll just get my drink.
Right.
Great. Yeah. Like, they have some kind of bravado about buying the biggest round.
Yeah.
Like, you're just the biggest dick.
Yeah.
Like,
no, just get it together at the table.
Yeah.
You know, what are you having? What are you having? What do you have? Keep it in your head, get to the bar, order the drinks, and remember Guinness first.
Also, or as we said, write a list.
On
a similar note to that one, the people that come to the bar, order their drink, and then go, wait, I've got a friend coming, let me just text him.
Yeah.
No!
Yes!
No!
Good one.
Wait till your friend arrives or text him before you get to the bar.
You can buy another drink in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they think that you're like, not going to be able to wait on them again, ever?
Just give me a second. Yeah. Just give me a second while I call him.
Yeah, okay. Tell the guy next to you that story. You know what I mean? That's waiting.
Or,
that's,
I've lost it again. Oh, God.
Oh, Diane.
It's my age. Me now.
You're just
buying into the character.
Honestly.
I just had it. Oh, no.
Wasn't the worst, though, and it turned out, and who knew that it was going to turn out that way? Well, I guess we kind of had that. We did have that foreshadowing, but the day that we had the big party and...
The KFC people.
Yeah.
And that
right.
guy.
That
doing
one.
That thing.
Yeah, that stood with his elbow on the bar. And ordered his drink.
Was it the same one?
Yes, it was the one that ended up getting kicked out.
He was doing that,
yeah.
They fucking wanker.
But we did have another one like this past Sunday that did that too, and that was just the one that was on the phone. Remember I said to you?
Yep. And he was starting to get a little bit too...
He was,
I'm glad he stopped asking me.
Yeah. we had a difficult time Sunday.
I remembered it. The people who, like, okay, they're ready. They have the round. Like, this is, like, slightly on a tangent. They have the round, but they just won't give it to you all at once.
Yeah.
Oh, the one by one. Yeah.
Anything else?
I work here. It's my job to remember long lists of drinks.
I do have the mental capacity to do three at a time.
Yeah. And I can always, ask.
Yeah.
If I've forgotten. Yeah. And I often do it.
It's more important that you know. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's what I want to say to them. Like, okay, you give me your drinks, and then if it's...
We're not open.
Yeah, we got a little bit of time. Don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, I try and get someone's like whole list.
Yeah.
And if it gets to sort of, if it gets to the point, seven, eight, nine drinks, and I'm like, okay, just hold it there, and I'll come back.
Yeah. I repeat them in my head, and if I get to where I don't you know, like I get like the first four or whatever, and
I
then
can
if I
put
slip
them on
up,
the till as well. Like, yeah, if it's true. Really that's long it. Yeah. And there's a lot of different ones, I might go there first.
That's a
put
smart
them all on
idea.
There,
it on.
And then
you
can just log on and be like, oh, what was that again?
Yeah.
While we were talking about people that we really love earlier, though, let's talk about the people that have a list. Come to the bar, and rather than reading it all out to you, just go, here you go. Yes!
I'd be okay with
yes!
that.
Mate, that
my life is so much easier.
Is that not like a unicorn? I've never had that.
I know, that's mystical.
Happened like once or twice.
That is absolutely
really rare
mystical.
Occasion.
Like, that's why when I come in with my friends and we're going to order food, I write it all down, just hand it to you.
Yeah,
there you
man.
Go. I took everybody's order.
That's
there
the
you go.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I love
thank
it,
you.
Though, when you amaze somebody, like, they just can't get their head around that you remembered their order.
That you're not writing it
when
down.
When it's like four
yeah.
drinks
yeah.
as well.
No. Yeah, that, they come back to the bar and you're like, oh, you're having
oh,
a blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah,
yeah.
blah, 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 and they're just like, what?
What magic
yeah.
is this?
How did you
yeah.
do that?
Like
what wizardry.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if it's a weird one. Like, of course you're going to remember it.
Yeah.
You know, so
it.
Yeah, when there's like a group that's drinking like weird mixery things, like I can't wrap my head around, I will remember it because I just keep going, that must taste like shit in my head. That must taste like absolute shit. I can't believe they're going to have another
one.
You mean like
red wine with ice cubes topped up with lemonade?
Amaretto. Oh, red wine and lemonade? Oh,
that's horrible.
That just made my hoo-hoo cringe.
I always, even though he's not like a massive regular customer, I always remember his drink as soon as he steps
I do. If somebody
door.
Orders something just like a little, even like the one guy that gets his Heineken in a straight glass instead of a two-year glass,
yeah.
like I remember that. Or the people that want their ales and jugs.
Yeah.
Like you do tend to just remember that because it's out of the norm. But no, when it's like, I feel like the older I get, the less capacity I have to remember more than four at a time. So, but I do think that people are a little sympathetic. So, I mean, I don't have a huge problem when they start rattling, because I will give them the hands up. Okay, let's stop there. Let me get these, and then you, as long as you know, you know, then we're good to go. We'll continue on. We'll pick up right here. So yeah, it is. That's interesting. Holy crap.
On the other side of that one, though, there's also the when you've just started a shift and somebody comes up to you and goes, yeah, same again.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I didn't even take your first order, you
exactly.
fucktard.
Especially if it's like, I'm starting and it's just been like a guy before. And I'm just like, well, how can I be the same person?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Right.
Oh,
sorry. We actually discuss all of
the
services that we do.
Yeah, at the shift change.
Yeah.
Okay, he's having
shift change.
That guy in the corner, he's having that. This one over there, they're getting these ales. No, it doesn't work like that, you guys. Absolutely
That's
not.
That's why we have four-hour handovers.
Yeah, if only. A four-hour shift would be fantastic on a day like today.
No, that's just a handover.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, should we do another one?
One more, I think.
Yeah, one more. Yeah. All right, who wants to pick?
I'll
go ahead,
Fridge.
You're up.
Oh, is that the one that you didn't want?
Oh, well, it's similar. The food ordering wanker who tells you one thing at a time.
Oh, that's my favorite. We have like when they have the menu in their hand and they point to it. And they go, halloumi fries, and you turn around and put it in, thinking, is that all? And the chicken wings, and you put it in, you turn around, and you go, is that all? And they go, and I think we're going to have a burger, and you put it in, and turn around, is that all? And they keep going,
going. And then they want to amend something on one of the things they put through. Can I switch the fries for a salad, or the fries for sweet potato fries?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you can, but could you not have said that when I was putting it?
I do wonder, like, having these kinds of conversations about these kind of people, and then like the next time I'm at a McDonald's drive-through and I order something, then I go, oh, can you not put onions on that at the very end? I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm that person. But it cracks me up how that, because they're ordering at the bar. It's one thing at the table if they're going slow or whatever, I'm okay, I'm appreciative of that.
Yes.
But at the bar when it's busy and it's a one at a time thing, it's just like, give me your whole order. Let me turn around and key it in. That's ridiculous.
When they bring the menu up and they're just like so slow.
Yeah.
They're just like,
because they're not sure yet.
Oh, where was it?
Yeah.
It's the worst as well when rather than just reading, oh, can I get a burger? They go, can I get a burger with the pickles and the cheese? And read out literally what the whole menu says.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. But I know.
I know.
Yeah, right. You don't need to tell me.
Yeah, we're not going to key in each individual thing that you want anyways.
The other thing, a slight tangent, is when they bring the menu up to the bar and then they just leave it on
leave
the bar.
Leave the menu.
So you end
at the
up,
end of a shift, you have 20 menus in front of you.
We usually have, we usually have a menu on each table.
Yeah.
And by the end of the night, you have 15 menus on the bar and none left on the tables.
Wednesday, because they all bring them in from the dining room into the... Yeah, that's pretty funny. Like, what I was thinking, though, as we wrap these up, that we should end on a note about things that we like.
Okay.
So that we don't sound like just a bunch of bitchy twats, right?
Right.
So,
yeah. Things that I love. Okay. I'm going to go first. One thing that I really, really love is when people stack plates in a nice way.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
With not, and side note from that, don't make the cutlery dirty from top to bottom. I mean, what is that?
Oh, like it's fallen into the gravy and then they put it along the side and then you have to pick it up and
when,
you got
when
gravy.
You've actually stacked it, like you haven't just stacked the plates at an angle dirty on top of each other.
Yeah.
You've maybe like, you know, the plates are like, you've stacked like 80 plates.
It's balanced, right, you know, right.
I love that.
Yeah.
I really love that.
That's a
that
person that's worked
that you,
in the industry before.
You know,
I always think,
in some way. Or maybe, I don't know, you have a lot of kids or something, you have like, you're just like with it in that way. But
and one thing
it doesn't happen often,
that I
but
love
that is
about
striking gold.
And our clientele is a lot of them are polite enough to bring their glasses back to the
bar
when they leave.
It's not like it's not a thing that, like, I'm not bothered because that's my job and I have to do
it.
But it's really
but
nice.
It's refreshing.
It's just like, oh, that's nice.
It's not even the fact that you don't have to go and collect the glasses. It's the fact that they're showing some appreciation.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that it's true.
Especially when they come back with the glass and they make a point to say goodbye as well.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Like,
oh my God. Remember when we were talking about when you go bye and they just walk out?
Oh my God. Bye.
You feel like so dissed.
When you give them
it's so personal.
Or like if they actually see you, like they walk past the bar, like from
yeah, when they're leaving from the back of the bar,
bye. And they just look at you, like, and you're like, all right, then I'll just fuck myself.
Yeah. It's the funniest thing, isn't it? It's like getting a little smack across the face. Yeah, it stings a little bit.
Yeah, it's just
yeah.
Well,
okay. It is. It's terrible. Or when you say hi and they don't say anything.
Nothing.
Come back to me on that one.
One of my most favorite thing is seriously is watching someone struggle to get in with the push pull.
I love it.
Oh, it's my favorite thing, and not in a mean way. It's just so funny because it happens.
I do joke that our doors are an IQ test.
So true. You got to pull on one and push on the other. You got to pull on one. But yeah, it just like cracks me up when they struggle, and then they look at it like there's something wrong with the door.
Yeah, and they just continuously push it, and you're like, oh my God, come on, how have you not figured this out?
Yeah, or
if
it's someone
resistance.
That's been in before.
You need to stop.
The Q-tip. You need to stop when it starts resisting. It's just like cleaning your ear.
Oh, dear.
Shove it all the way in. Stop when you hit
nice
the resistance.
Things have turned back into criticism very quickly. Yeah.
Okay, Carla, you must
come
like
on, dig deep.
I have one.
Dig deep.
That you
I don't
like,
I like
or that you
stuff,
appreciate.
I'm on the spot now.
My
I
favorite thing, though.
About things that I like, it's usually things that I don't like. I don't know what to
How about, all right, let's talk about, like, what are your favorite topics, like when the regulars are having a chat that you can jump in? Is there a favorite topic?
Ooh,
no.
I don't know. They talk a lot of shit. I don't know. They talk a lot of shit.
There's not one.
No,
I can wrap my head around.
I like working in the pub. I like meeting loads of new people and actually speaking to people. People that
you
take time to.
She's got the little crease
that's
in her brow as she says it.
I like the stories that I get to talk shit about people. I like about working in the pub.
Look at this. This is what's going to happen to you if you keep putting that face. This is permanent, you know. This
doesn't
go away. Cool. Like, this is permanent.
That little crease
this
there?
This has been permanent since I was about 12. Okay?
That's because we're OCD. We're so laser focused that it's, you cringe a little bit when you're thinking, oh my God. All right, this has been a good one. This is fun.
I don't know. I like it getting to meet people. You meet loads of people, like people that actually care about
Except
stuff that you're doing.
Yeah,
well, and also
I'm so thankful that I actually
that is not
could,
a pub
the next
wanker.
Day
a
I can talk to my partner about like the events of the night before. Whereas, you know, before I was working here, and she
I
would come home
like
and be
that,
like,
and really
we just put together
every
an entire porthole for a whole new business or something, you know, a billing system to a whole, you know, to a whole company. And I'd be like, I got a retweet on Twitter. Like, that was my contribution to the dinner conversation. But now, No. I can talk about every last person that came in.
And it's relatable,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's why we do these, because they're relatable.
I like the, you know, one of the main things I like about working in a pub, and specifically this pub, are the customers, actually.
Yeah. We do have good customers. Many of which, we have good regulars.
Many of which I consider friends outside of the pub.
Of course, but, yeah. You know, yeah. And I think it's adorable that they're all so tight. That, like, I really do think that's cute.
Actually, that's probably the thing that I like about working here the most. I've been here the longest. It'll be 4 years on the 1st of April.
Yeah.
And every single regular, apart from two who are old school friends, has met here and become friends here.
Oh, that's lovely. I was just talking the other night.
It's nice that we did that. Our pub.
Yeah. And brought together this huge circle.
Not just our pub, because we spoke
to these people. Yeah. We introduced them to each other.
Do you feel like that goes on at other pubs or no? I think it depends on the pub.
I think that there's a different level of rapport here, both between us and the customers and between them themselves.
Yeah.
I think there's so many variables in different pubs, you know, sort of the atmosphere of the pub, the size of the pub, whether people are local and residential and live near. I think there's so many variables, but I think we are lucky in that respect.
Yeah, we totally are.
Something that's really nice about this pub as well, I will say, is that there are pubs that you go into and as soon as you step in the door, you've never been in there, as soon as you step in the door, everybody looks at you like you're out of place.
The outsider.
It's like an old saloon, you know, the piano stops.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Our pub isn't like that.
No, that's the other extreme, isn't it? Anyone can walk through the door if they can get through.
And also we have a safe place for, like, you know, families.
Yeah.
Or women coming out together. Or women coming out alone.
Right.
You know, like... No, like, it's not a place where anybody feels intimidated.
Especially to come in alone, we'll talk shit about you if you come in.
Oh, definitely.
I would always.
Carla, do you want to end this on a big belch the way you opened it?
I can't. I don't have one.
You can't just, like, conjure one up?
It was just because I downed a Red Bull.
All right. Okay, cool. Well, we're out, right? Yeah? All right. Back again soon. Take care. Bye.
Bye.